It is on.
So we had a short break after a double lesson, and the double lesson was about daily living my divinity and recording my choices. It just naturally flew from one into the other. Now we are on lesson 6 of the School of the Master, How I Live as a Master in Christie's Paradise in England. And the title of that lesson is My Magic Book Brings Results. My Magic Book Brings Results. Ha, what's a magic book? One wonders, and okay already asked, what do we do with that book?
Yeah.
Well, it's called a magic book because the idea is to write down all your blessings, actually your daily blessings. Now, I have a little pink blessing book here, and I was really eager yesterday to get one, for I have made it a habit to every evening before I go to sleep, I take that book out, and I write down all my daily blessings.
Yes.
So sometimes I even feel like the simpler, the more magical, you know. Very simple things like, let's have a look what was in yesterday. Maybe that gives you an idea what I'm talking about. Yesterday, I wrote into my blessing book that I had a very long sleep, which is really balancing after a big day. And I got woken up lovingly. That's a blessing for me. And I wrote in my blessing book that I had a wonderful day with the two girls, Sibyl and Christy. And it was lovely because we went to the market in town. We went to different shops just to get things organized, actually for the seminar. And because we did that yesterday, we are now able to go on the internet. I was able, because of that, to put on a new app on the Samsung phone to actually tape our seminar. You see, that's one flow of blessing after the other. And what the blessing book does is to actually make me aware of that my whole day is a constant blessing. The blessing book is like a, I don't even want to say a reminder, but it's, I just realized now by rereading what I wrote down last night before I fell asleep, what a beautiful day I had. Mm. How really everything falls into place, because originally we had planned that we started yesterday afternoon with the first lecture, but it didn't happen because I simply slept till 1 o'clock. I may ask till that's going to be on tape, then I only went to bed at 5 o'clock, so please. So we decided, let's just do all other things. So we went to town, that was cute too, and Christy actually felt like we were, one of the priority was to get a hair dry for me, which sounds like a very normal thing, but we really didn't need it. So for a moment there was this bubbling moment of, why did we go to town? You know? And you know what? There's no reason, maybe just to clear our heads, for me to arrive here in Leicester completely and, you know, root myself so I'm balanced. And then suddenly the idea came, well then let's get the internet going. And in one afternoon, we had it all covered. Now we are sitting here, we are able to tape our lectures, we have internet on all our computers, and we had that done in one afternoon. That's a blessing. You know, all these little things that happen during the day. And then and thanks to all of that, thanks to Christy going to the internet shop, I got chatting with a gentleman while I was waiting for the two girls. And the guy explained me about my Samsung phone, because until then I couldn't use it overseas. And he said, no big deal.
Yes.
Just get a SIM card
from
England and you'll be able to use it, and you pay almost nothing for your phone calls. So I got a SIM card and I was already able to call my sister in Switzerland last night, and she was so happy.
Yes.
And she got to meet Sibyl and Christy. You see, it's like What the blessing book, this magic book does, it's a constant accumulation almost of all the daily blessings. Because when I sit down in the evening and actually take the time to look at my day, I realize what a magical day. And if I just let it flow by, it just flows by, but like for me it does a lot of good because I'm really aware of that every day is magic. Even the days that look like they're a bit wobbly, let's say it like that, but they're always magical. When I concentrate on the magic, and I do believe it helps to focus on it and write it down. That's why all four of us sitting in this lovely living room are now having a blessing book in front of us.
Yeah.
Mine is small and pink, for I'm on a travel and I haven't got that much room. And then the girls, they have this beautiful one with pink candies on it. And then, of course, we have a gentleman here which is dressed like a real businessman, and he's got a very elegant blessing book.
Time, all right.
He's got watches on it, and they say, live moment by moment, don't they?
Yeah. And all over the world, it's giving the world times.
Oh, it does?
Yes, it different
times. Oh, isn't
times.
That cool?
Yes.
That's because you're an international businessman. So here we are, and our whole talk is about the magic book brings results.
Yes.
Have you ever had a blessing book, Christy? You did, right?
I didn't use it. Why are you using the one I do my daily affirmations on every day?
Okay, yes, that's what you're doing in the morning.
I actually had a blessing, I didn't call it a blessing book, I have it at the end of the day. It's
like,
yeah.
I made it, it's not a book actually, I made it into, you know, the A4 paper,
yeah.
I stapled it so
yeah.
I write
okay.
all the things, what I've done very well today, you know,
oh,
sort of that, you know, sort of, the activities and everything, because have actually advised me, but sometimes you slide.
Yeah.
So that's the thing what we talked before, it's the self-discipline,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think every day is so precious. And it's almost like having them slide by.
Yeah.
It's... what word could I use that is not so strong?
No,
don't let it slip because
sometimes
it's
monotonous.
So precious.
I had a book,
yeah.
an A4 book.
Yeah.
And I was writing every day. About, I think it's 2 years ago. I stopped writing that I found I was writing the same thing. Most of the things that happened
yeah.
were the same things the day after and so on. You know, my day is similar to the next day.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up and I thank God for this. Oh,
yeah.
I'm happy I'm this. And this happened to me, this happened to me. The next day is the same thing.
Yeah.
That happened to me. So I kept it for some months and I stopped.
Yeah. But
it's not that the blessings weren't there.
Yeah.
It's just that writing them was repetitive.
So you know? did you then write down your daily experience?
Yes.
Or you particularly say the magical points out of whatever you experienced?
No. I wasn't saying magical point. What I used to write is my blessings.
Yeah.
My blessings for the day.
So like a diary about what you did on that day?
No.
No.
No. Not a diary, but,
yeah.
but the things that happened to me.
Yeah.
The things that happened,
yeah.
I woke up at 7 in the morning, the sun was shining, the birds were singing, and I heard the birds, you know, from my garden.
Yeah, beautiful.
Such things. And then, when I stood up, I had my meditation. And then I had a bath, and it was all smooth, and I went downstairs, had my breakfast.
Yeah.
And I went to the... So, by the end of the day, I'm writing all the things that happened to me.
Yeah.
And where I went, and what happened where I went. So, it's a diary of what happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was more of counting your blessings. Say, this happened to me.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah,
this happened
nice.
To me. I didn't write the one that weren't nice.
Yeah, very. But
because I was counting my blessing.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't matter if you write the same the next day.
Yeah.
Because your days obviously are full of blessings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was writing it for months. And I found it was a big notebook, and I filled one.
Yeah.
It's still there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I look at it, and it was the same, well, similar, not that the same thing happened to me. But I got into the habit. I knew what was there.
Yeah.
Every day, you know. So that's how I stopped.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I was writing my blessings, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to write it, not in the morning, but in the evening before I went to bed.
Yeah.
So I put down from the time I woke up to the time I slept.
Yeah.
All the good things that happened to me.
Yeah. But actually, it's a beautiful sign. That means you basically wrote down your whole day.
Yes.
Which basically means your whole day is a blessing.
That's what I say. Yeah. I wrote down the whole day, what happened to me, where I went, and if I met something that was nice and I say so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Yeah, I know what you
mean. And it was a big book. So it wasn't a question of writing one page. I could write 2 pages.
Yeah.
Because I wrote it in the night. I was in a hurry.
Yeah.
And this happened for a long period. And when I read it over, you know, like what happened on Monday is what happened the next Monday.
Yeah.
You know, so it became monotonous.
Yeah.
So that is how I stopped.
So it only became monotonous when you started to reading it over,
that's
right?
Don't read it over.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps because when you want to do your coursework, you can just flip. That will give you an example because that's where Helen sends me back my coursework and say, oh, give an example,
Christy.
But when you open your, you can say, oh, on this occasion, you could look at it. Yeah. Even things you think that is not going contrary to you.
Yes.
Look at it. Nothing happens by chance. You can see the really what's got, you know, what you can do even better, what your God self could have done in that situation. You can now put it in there. Then it's actually putting a cause in motion as well.
Yeah, true. I think it's actually it's a blessing that your days are so full. And I understand what you mean, but it's probably not a book to go back and read into it. If you want to, like what I just did, you know, if you do it maybe for the day before, okay?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, how lovely. Or if she specifically looks for an example for something she writes.
Yeah.
But I can understand what happens if
the
you
secret
look
is
at
don't go and look at it. The day has passed.
Yeah, yeah.
And the blessings have gone. You are thinking of another day.
Because if you go back and read a whole, like, let's for months, like, let's say a whole month, and you have actually a specific schedule for your day, and you are very sorrow, so you write down actually almost everything in your blessing book.
Yeah.
You probably get that feeling. But if you would have never looked back,
maybe
you would have kept writing.
Yeah.
Because you would think, but today is today.
And a new
today
day.
I get up and the birds are singing. Yeah. Who cares if they were singing yesterday?
And it may not be the same bird singing. The new bird that came. No, but when you read, like, if I read what I wrote Monday this week and Monday last week, and it was almost the same.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? No. I think the secret is there is no point going to read it back.
No, the secret
you
is
read it
it's in
that
you now.
Day.
Yeah,
and finish with it.
Yeah.
And you just go on continuing.
That's why when I write, I've got so many blessings books. Actually, when I'm finished, I throw them away. When I was now in the campus, I found a box, a cardboard box, and it had my name on it. And I was not aware that I still had stuff stored.
Yes.
So I opened the box and there were at least 15 blessing books in there.
Yes.
And it's very tempting.
Yeah.
So I opened the blessing book and I just looked into it a bit and I thought, that's actually nice.
Yes.
That was a blessing, I forgot.
Yeah.
So happy and bubbly as I am, I walked up to Herb and said, Herb, I looked into this blessing book, that was lovely. Mm. I wasn't aware that that was such a blessing.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, did you? And I said, yes, it was really lovely. And I was actually, I couldn't stop saying it.
Yeah.
Because I was proving something, you see. I needed for me to prove that that was actually a blessing.
Yes.
I didn't need to prove that.
No.
I could have quietly looked at it and said, cool, close into the rubbish.
Yes.
But I needed to hold on to it and prove, oh, it was a blessing. Yeah. Yay. I want to tell you. You see what I mean?
That's true.
That's a different story. So ultimately I had to throw the whole box away because it's past.
Yes.
Yes.
I do that
to actually be aware of the moment.
Because when I go now, I throw away the book.
Yeah.
Because the book is still there. Yeah. It was a big hardcover notebook,
A4. Yeah.
So I was writing two pages. Yes. Yes. I was writing, and when I looked at it, how did I write all this? You know. And I'm keeping the dates and all, writing
down.
You know.
Very organized as you are.
And sometimes when you are writing this blessing book, ideas flow. You could see within you something within you writing the thoughts are coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one of the aims of
this. Yes. Yeah, and
that's the flow going.
It flows because there are things I never used to think about.
Yeah.
You know? I say, oh, this is a blessing, this is a... And then I say, oh, but I found my shoes.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
That I've been looking for. You know, I found my shoes. I've been looking for this shoe, and on that day I found my shoes. And then when I write it, I start looking at it. Somebody else will not appreciate it. But the effort that the difference in finding this shoe.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a blessing.
Yes.
And when you write it down, you're actually aware of it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
I said, I found my shoe I've been looking for today.
And it's lovely.
And I feel it's a way of communicating with my inner self. Yeah. I appreciate what my inner self, my divine self is doing. Mm-hmm. You can see that really good.
No, this is good.
But don't let yourself be stopped if you need a story for your work to look into the blessings.
Yes.
Because you look particularly for a story for your work. You're not going back to prove to yourself, okay, but like I did. So don't let yourself stop that. That's a different purpose, okay?
Yes.
You just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I already told you that.
Oh, good. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And you know what I also find fascinating? When I go get a blessing book, it always takes me quite some time to choose it because I choose something that I really like. I chose that because I love it. I know I bring all the practical reasons, small and good for traveling, but that's me. I love pink. Yeah. I love hearts. So I chose it, and I know I have it as long as I have it. And it's beautiful, but I'm going to be letting it go when it's full. And that's why I think it's actually really vital to choose something very beautiful. I like yours because you like them. Mm. You like the rings. You saw all the practical thing in it. You like that cover. Yeah, and yeah. I know it.
Yeah.
That's why it's beautiful for you. If that would have been another book, and I now just say that purposefully, and if that book would have been a different price, we would have still taken it because you like it. So I make sure when I buy the blessing book, I don't look at the prices. Because it's like an honoring for myself. I buy something that I use for now. You like it. And I know
this
that's why we took
why
it.
I like this, because you can just turn.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The next day you just turn, not opening.
Where did I stop to continue there?
You just keep.
Yeah, that's why we took that one, because you really love it. And that's why we chose a different one for you.
Mine is very nice because I write on a table.
Yeah.
I have a table
where
I do my meditation hours every day in the morning.
Yeah.
So, and when I write, I sit
then
down.
That's good. On a table, it's
so
good.
It's no problem.
Oh, cool, cool. And then I think that's really vital.
Mm.
And it's like showing us. It's a funny way to express it, but I'm worth it. I'm worth to have the ideal blessing book. And if that's full in 3 months, and I let it go in 3 months, perfect. And then I get another one. It has fulfilled its purpose, yeah? And I think that's important. Because the tendency is, when you choose something that you only use for a certain short time, you go cheap. Isn't it? But nothing is cheap. And the book I write my magical moments of the day in should be something that really touches me. And I think that's why we chose what we chose. I think that's vital. And I love writing my blessing book. And mine has a little magnet I found out that actually clicks.
It has a magic.
Yeah, magic. My magic book has a magical hidden magnet. Yeah, that's my magic book brings results.
Yeah.
What results does a magic book bring? Okay.
When you show appreciation for what you have.
Yep.
You get more of it.
True.
You appreciate the good that is in you, and more good will come to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like daily, you say, "Oh, but I'm walking." You know, my legs are carrying me. We assume that everybody's leg is carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people whose legs don't carry them,
mm-hmm,
because they are on crutches also. And you, that your legs are carrying you is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And you write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, the legs will carry you and you write it down. So as you write it down, you are blessing your legs. Alright, you say, but what of my head or my eyes? But there are particular parts of your body that will do something for you in a particular day. It's not that you forgot the others.
That's true.
But you just particularly appreciate that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a friend of mine was saying, oh, he didn't know the importance of his teeth till he had toothache. You know, my doctor friend of mine.
Yeah.
I had toothache. And he had to go to the dentist. And he saw it wasn't what the dentist did, I know, it was the trouble around it. Making the appointment.
Yeah.
Finding time to go there. So he said the things surrounding the pain were worse than the pain itself.
So now he appreciates his teeth?
So he said he appreciates his teeth more. I said, but you've been chewing with these teeth for 100 years. You didn't have it. He said, I just took them for granted. You know, yeah. I never say, oh, I thank God that my teeth are healthy and da, da, da.
Yeah.
He said, I started appreciating my teeth,
yeah,
when I had a toothache.
It's funny, huh? It's true. I guess actually, you know, there's so much to, the whole thing is magic.
Yeah.
That starts with the temple, that starts with being alive, that starts, yeah, with being here, that starts with having a candle burning, having a comfortable chair to sit, yeah, in. So simple things, and it's
very
all magic.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning. And then comes all the other things, with all these simple things making so comfortable for us that we express and live every day.
The book, I mean, it will be filled in a short time.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I mean, if you think today, yeah, you know, from the time I woke up in the morning, by the time I write half what has happened to me,
yeah,
already, I've filled a page already.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so much happened while I woke, from the time I woke up till I came here. Mm-hmm. And by the time I go, when I'm actually putting them down, it will be several pages. If I actually bring out all the blessings. I was telling Christy how I arrived here. I've been here before. I've been here several times.
Yeah.
But I haven't been here for 3 years or so. And the car brought me here. The navigator brought me in front of... You know, I've been parking here before. And I saw the number and I couldn't believe I was there. It's only when I parked the car and I knocked at the door, I said, maybe I'm in the wrong street. Because it was so simple when I came. The thing was saying, turn here, turn here, turn here. Do the runabout. You know, when I came before, I used a different navigator. Mm-hmm. But this one is drawing it in front of the dial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I read the runabout, it showed the sign and said, reach your destination. And I said, but how?
This is a real magic.
Yeah, I said, it was never this. Then I saw this bag, you know, where I used to park. There used to be something around there, on that side. Or maybe I saw people going in,
yeah,
in that,
yeah,
that side.
A route to it.
Yeah, so I packed. I said I must be in the right place. But it was magic. Because from the time I entered the roundabout, it was just saying, turn here, turn. The motorway is no problem. But turn around, I said, but did I see all these roundabouts before? No, it was magic.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. I'm glad we got the book.
No. I'm glad we revived the book. We had the book. As I said, I had the book before.
Yeah.
I had the book before, but I gave it up. No.
It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
No, there is plenty to write.
The thing is not to write all the story.
Yes. To be discriminatory.
Just like, because you know the story in your head.
Yes.
So you can just give a short version.
That's it.
Otherwise, you write autobiography.
And bring all the best down.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, I love it. That's very inspiring. I just thought, because sometimes really, there can be a day when you sit in bed with your blessing book, and it's really an attitude thing. The attitude is, it was a long day.
Yeah.
And already that one thought which has one negative hint in it, and it's not even a negative story, but it has this one little attitude in it, already clicks. Oh, blessing. What's the blessing in it? But the moment the first blessing comes out, it just doesn't stop, doesn't it? It just bubbles after it because, and then that, and then that, and then that. Oh, dear. And then it's one after the other. And I think that's the fun of it. That's why I love it so much. Hey. Okay, what was the time?
This is still what it means to live moment by moment.
It is.
Because if at every moment you recognize that something wonderful is happening to you.
Yes.
Yep.
Then more wonderful things just keep rolling into your life.
Yep.
And then you find yourself being who you are.
Yep.
God in action at every moment of your life.
Yeah. And enjoying it tremendously.
Yes.
That's what it's about, hey?
I equally see writing the blessing book is actually writing the result of the cause I've put in motion.
Yeah.
For example...
Christy, I think you speak the lowest of all of us. If you want to be on that tape, you better speak that.
Writing my blessing book is actually writing the result of the cause I've put in motion.
Yeah.
Actually, the effect of it is actually writing it. And knowing that I'm oneness with all, when I'm writing this, my blessed book, all the people in my world are oneness with all, or anything, when I'm writing them, they tune into it as well. And you could see things flowing, results, things you don't think, where did this idea come from? It keeps happening.
Yeah.
I could remember when I was doing my thesis, the work is too much. I work, my thesis, doing everything.
Yep.
So, Hab said, Christy, when you come back to work, just 5 minutes, write down something. By the time you know it, you finish your dissertation. I did that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I finished the dissertation.
So you wrote something down, these 5 minutes, just to give you a start?
A start.
And then you went on afterwards. Oh, lovely. Lovely. Go just get the flow going. That's nice. Good idea.
And when you write your blessing books and everything, by the time you pick it, you finish your coursework.
Amazing, hey? Yeah, that's true. So did you find actually examples for your coursework in your blessing book?
Some of them, because when it gets to my, I start writing, I might be writing it in the bath.
Yeah.
Write some, so that's how I got them. Some of
the cool.
Some of them you don't have to write. Some of them you leave it.
Yeah.
You let it go.
Yeah.
So you have to do first person present. So.
Yeah. But I really believe if you write, even when in the blessing book, if you write in the first person present tense, you're in the now. Mm-hmm. Because you're thinking about everything in that you in that moment, with your now thoughts and your now attitude. It's very easy when you write in the past, even in the blessing book. I could easily write, because I thought about that last night when I wrote the, in the blessing book, you know, it's easy to say we were and we had done, but I can also say I really enjoy sharing this adventure, yeah. And then write it all in the present tense,
yeah.
And then it's all in the now. And even if there was a hint of another attitude, because I put it in the blessing book or in my magic book, whatever you want to call it, it's a. I put it in with the attitude that's all magic what goes in here. So even while I write in that first person present tense, my magical moment, even something maybe a moment before I thought was, let's say, less magical. It changes, because I look at it with my view from, as you said, from the inner view, that divine within me, and then it can only be beautiful.
Yeah.
But I've got to see it. It's up to me to see it, to use my eyes and my thoughts to actually see it like that. You know? And I think that's what a blessing book is for. That's how I count the magic I am and live.
Yeah, and sometimes what happened out,
yep,
may be seen otherwise by others, but for you, you saw the reality in the whole show. So you can write, because that's your effect.
And that's, yep, the magic.
What happened.
Yeah. That's, yeah, the magic.
That's
in it,
the,
right,
magic.
It's a good,
but,
word,
the redeeming,
yeah,
value.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that word magic, because that's really what it is. That's, yeah, what life is about.
Yes.
Life is magic.
And I had a blessing book. I didn't have a magic blessing book.
Oh, there you go. Now you just watch yourself.
The magic in it is, yeah, that you are seeing the reality,
yeah,
coming right before you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you are acknowledging it,
yeah,
and you are aware of it,
yeah,
and you are living it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it's your life. Being re-encountered,
mm-hmm,
in your writings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're writing your moment-by-moment life story.
Life story.
Which is God expressing itself.
God,
and
imagine.
I mean, what a wonderful thing. And how can ever anything not be beautiful that God expresses? You see?
Yeah.
Everything has to be beautiful.
It has to be.
What do you say here in, is that in England or in, God ain't create no junk. And that's a big saying, and that's true. I mean, it's on the negative because it's a very human statement, but when you look at it, God does only create beauty,
beautiful,
and all is good and very good.
Yes.
And that's our magic book, isn't it?
Yeah.
We live a good life, don't we? You wanted to say something, Chris. You started, but I'm not sure.
No, what I was saying is, it's something to do that be good in my magic book, because when I found myself in Dover Road, heading to Dover,
yep,
looking for another exit,
yeah,
then eventually found a petrol station where I went to buy the petrol.
Mm-hmm.
At my tank is almost less than one third, and I,
yep,
bought a fuel of £20.
Yeah.
While driving, my tank is full. Unexplainable. Only because you can't take more than 20 in a filling station.
Yep.
It stops. It's full.
But
magic.
It was full.
Magic.
Lovely. Well, we had a rather long way back, so we really needed a full tank.
So it has to be filled.
It has to be filled. That's just what it is. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, has anybody something to add to my magic book brings results? Is anything on your heart that you would like to say?
Well, all I need to say is that,
hi,
I have kept a blessing book.
Yep.
But now the new aspect is that the magic book brings results. I didn't think of it as bringing results when I was writing them.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling, or rather recording a story.
Yeah.
What has happened.
Yeah.
But the new attitude now is that you are recording them not just as a diary of what has happened, but in appreciation of what has happened.
Oh, that's nice. Nicely appreciation. Said.
Yes. Mm.
Counting your blessings and naming them.
Counting them. Not just writing your blessings.
Mm. Yeah.
It's finding the magic in them.
Oh, that's which is beautiful. The difference. I think that was the most beautiful word to round up this lesson. That was just perfect, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's round this lesson up with OK's and Sibyl's words, because that's exactly what it is all about. Counting my blessings.
Yes.
We always talk for ourselves, counting my blessings. And herewith we finish lecture 6 of the School of the Master here in Leicester in England at Christie's Paradise, and the name is My Magic Book Brings Results. Thank you. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.